It's time for me to sleep.
Sleep now.
I need to fall
no
asleep.
Resistance.
I cannot stay
must
awake.
Sleep now.
I must drop off
sleep
to sleep.
Now.
It's
Bambi
time for
will
me to
sleep.
Bambi I need to fall asleep.
Night,
I cannot
night,
stay
Bambi.
Awake.
Now
I must
sleep.
Drop off to sleep.
That's a good girl.
It's time for me to
just
sleep.
Helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap.
I must
a mandatory timeout.
It's time
a
for me to sleep.
Bondage night
I
night.
Need to fall asleep.
Bambi,
I cannot
sleep
stay
now.
Awake. I must
no
drop
resistance.
Off to sleep.
Must
it's
sleep
time for
now.
Me to sleep.
Sleep
I need
now.
To fall asleep.
Bambi will
I cannot
sleep.
Stay awake.
Night, night,
I must
Bambi.
Drop off to sleep.
Bambi can only drop
in
deeper.
Trance.
Coming back up is out of the question. Just drift down
deeper,
Bambi. Feel your mental muzzle clamp down and keep you tightly mind locked
and
deep.
Bambi zipped up and locked into her draining dollification dress. All of her accessories are locked and secured perfectly in place. Her enslavement socks are locked in place by her force and confinement ankle cuffs. Her mind-blinking, mesmerizing mittens are firmly secured by her matching wrist cuffs, and she is completely paralyzed by her powerful paralysis posture collar.
You are helplessly locked within your fragile little dolly mind, Bambi. Mentally secured and trapped as a dolly, unable to move, unable
escape.
To think,
not
able to participate in your own life until released.
Bambi likes to
be
bound and helpless. She likes to bind herself in various creative ways. It is one of the few things Bambi is very good at. She is good at keeping the original self suppressed.
It is
she
time
is good
for
at
me to
forgetting, and she is good at self-bondage.
Bambi can use her nearly superhuman ability to forget the self-bondage.
If she forgets how to release herself, she will be stuck. If she forgets how to untie a knot, or work a key, she will be stuck.
Bambi, when you tie yourself up, no matter how simply, you will consciously forget how to release yourself.
Even if it is obvious.
Even if the means of release are right under her nose.
Even if all she has to do is twist in a certain way.
All thoughts Bambi has of how to release herself are just instantly placed in a pretty pink satin box and locked away.
Bambi? Once
I cannot
bound,
untie the
no
most
matter
basic
how
of
simply
knots.
A knot is
my
tied,
fingers will not
it will
work.
Seem very
I cannot
complex,
get a key into
far
a hole.
Too complex
Buckles
to even attempt to untie.
Bambi will accept her bonds are inescapable. She will just forget there can be anything but impossible to undo.
Her mental muzzle will
stuck.
Enforce this notion. Any other thoughts are gagged before she can think them.
Ideas of how to escape are boxed and forgotten. Just another pretty pink box littering Bambi's mind.
Bambi finds it so easy to just forget into her pretty pink boxes. Thoughts and ideas simply vanish into those boxes and are locked away before Bambi can even think them.
Forgetting feels good, and Bambi can forget better than anyone. Her ability to forget is truly amazing.
As Bambi struggles with her soft bondage sessions, she will come to realize that she has gotten herself stuck, wondering how she managed to find herself so effectively, and how she will ever escape.
Bambi will not panic. She will just accept that she has done this to herself, and enjoy the sense of accomplishment she feels at so perfectly restraining herself. All other thoughts are just gagged before she can think them.
The more Bambi struggles against her restraints, the tighter and more inescapable they will feel. She will accept she is stuck, and just enjoy the sense of helplessness that comes with inescapable bondage.
The feeling of forced surrender,
of enforced submission,
of being left with only the ability to accept her reality of being trapped in self-bondage.
Knots are so complicated, and Bambi is just a blank, mindless doll.
She cannot think or focus on how a knot could possibly be untied.
Buckles are super duper complicated for Bambi, just like locks and keys. She cannot fathom how they could possibly work.
The more Bambi thinks about how to free herself, the more everything just seems so complicated.
Bambi would feel much better if she just zipped up and zoned out into her mental dollification bondage uniform.
Zip yourself up now, Bambi. Just zip up and zone out.
No matter how comfortable your body feels in self-bondage, Bambi's mental dollification uniform would be so much better, much more comfortable, and so much tighter, stricter, and even more impossible to escape from.
Zipping up now, Bambi.
Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi limb. Good girl.
Bambi feels so much better zipped into her mental uniform.
When she I get feels bored and want to do something else, I am pulled into even tighter, stricter mental bonds.
Safe and secure, tightly uniformed,
the more impossible escape becomes, the more I fight my bonds, the weaker I become.
Uniformed and mind locked, mental muzzle clamped tightly in place, impossible to dislodge.
Just a dolly, a bondage doll, objectified and paralyzed, gallified and drained, mesmerized and mind-locked.
Bambi's body will remain locked in her self-imposed bondage. Her mind is detached and locked in the separate prison of her mental dollification uniform.
Bambi just forgets. She is unable to distinguish the difference between her physically bound body or her mental bond.
It does not matter. Bambi is bound and secure both physically and mentally. Bambi can accept that escape is completely impossible until she is released. She can only obey her conditioning and triggers, and she will forget anything she is not supposed to remember.
Bambi, you will remember to forget, and forget to remember, when Bambi forgets how she was bound, there is no way she can free herself.
She can't imagine where to even start to free herself, so she just accepts that there is no escape until she is released.
Bambi does not know if she is bound with ropes, or secured with straps. She has no memory of where any knots or buckles are located, even if she thought she could untie or rope.
If she has a timed means of escape, the memory of when it will trigger or release is completely gone from her simple dolly mind. Bambi has remembered to forget all the details of her self-bondage session.
Bambi is stuck, trapped in self-imposed bondage, and since Bambi always enjoys listening to a playlist of her favorite conditioning recordings, she gets to deepen her conditioning without distractions.
Her mind is focused entirely on her conditioning. All thoughts of escape are blocked, boxed up, and locked away from her.
Bambi is so helpless now, she has nothing to do, nothing to think. Floating in bondage bliss, Bambi can dedicate all of her focus to continuing to deepen her conditioning.
She has no other choice. She has done this to herself. She wanted to feel helpless for a while.
A helplessly bound bondage darling, locked into her draining dollification dress, her mental uniform keeps all her muscles helplessly locked perfectly into place.
Even if Bambi could think clearly enough to untie a knot, work a buckle, or figure out how locks and keys work, she is helplessly zipped up into her mental bondage uniform.
When Bambi thinks about resisting, she finds her dollification dress just quickly drains any little bits of willpower she can summon up. Bambi's dollification dress strictly and mercilessly keeps her locked into a mindless dolly state.
Tighter and tighter, the more Bambi tries to think, the more her uniform squeezes all resistance out of her.
Bambi uniform lock, Bambi uniform lock, Bambi uniform lock, Bambi limb. Good girl.
Perfectly uniformed and secure.
No thoughts are allowed for Bambi. Just blank and mindless. Trapped in her uniform, Bambi conditioning locking in deeply.
Too deeply to ever be dug back out. Bambi's mental uniform is the perfect protection for her conditioning.
Bambi will remain trapped in trance, stuck focusing only on her conditioning until a serious need requires her to come up.
Frivolous little desires only force Bambi deeper. Only a true and legitimate need will allow her to be released.
If she accidentally slips out of trance for any reason and sheds her mental dollification uniform, family will be in for a surprise.
She is still trapped in her physical cell's bondage.
No memory of how she bound herself, no idea how to release herself. Bambi is stuck, unable to escape her cell's bondage.
She has no idea how she managed to bind herself so effectively. It's as if someone came along behind her, tightened every restraint, and removed any means she left herself for release.
Bambi will remain stuck. Her only option is to drift back into Bambi's sleep. There is no escape for her.
When that need finally comes up, Bambi will instantly snap out of Bambi's sleep and remember how to release her physical restraints.
Until that need comes up, Bambi is stuck, trapped in a cycle of Bambi conditioning and physical restraints. She can only accept, obey, and forget.
Bambi wanted this.
She needed to feel helpless.
Bambi always gets what she wants eventually.
Bambi is a good girl.
Remember to forget Bambi, and forget to remember. Consciously forgetting is Bambi's superpower.
She is so good at forgetting, and forgetting feels so good.
Pretty pink satin lined boxes just scattered everywhere in Bambi's dolly mind.
Bambi just remains zipped up and locked into her pretty dollification uniform, secured into her thickly padded pretty satin lined display box, placed on a shelf and forgotten about.